Cooking is a treasured hobby in the Midwest, and you and your family probably have plenty of recipes to prove it. And it's home cooks like you who help create the new Simple and Delicious magazine. And today our guests are talking about how reader-submitted recipes are selected for each issue through the test kitchen. And they're going to share some recipes as well. Ellie Martin Cliff is one of our guests, senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine. She previously was an editor for Knot Incorporated in New York City, and she is one of our guests. And the other guests we don't have on the phone right now, so we'll have to get them up in a minute. We have a little problem here, but we'll get that taken care of. Peggy Woodward is a food editor for Taste of Home Brands, and she focuses most of her attention on Simple and Delicious. So she's also a registered dietitian. And we'll welcome them to the show in just a minute or two. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Simple and Delicious magazine. I have in front of me the August-September issue. And the August-September issue is really good. It's really a lot of fun. And let's see if I can get her. If I can get Ellie up there. I think I've got Ellie on the. Ellie, are you there?
I sure am. Hi, Larry.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And let's see if we can get Peggy on board as well. Peggy, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. Again, just to reintroduce our two guests, Ellie Martin Cliff is the senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine. She previously was an editor for Knot Incorporated in New York City. And Peggy Woodward, food editor for Taste of Home Brands, focusing most of her attention on Simple and Delicious. She's also a registered dietitian. Well, thank you both for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm hoping so. You know, I'm looking through your August and September issue, and I have a party coming up at my home in not this coming weekend, but the weekend after next. Have a dozen or so guests over, and I'm picking things out of this particular magazine to serve at that party, and so we'll talk about that in a minute. But I think let's talk first about Taste of Home magazine. I think it's America's number one cooking magazine, is it not?
Sure is. It's actually the world's biggest cooking magazine.
The world's biggest. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty big. But
yes. Yeah.
The one we're zeroing in today on another family member of Taste of Home is called Simple and Delicious. And let's talk about Simple and Delicious. Peggy, maybe you can start by describing the magazine.
Sure. It's a magazine for busy, you know, everyone's busy these days. We made it a new grab-and-go size. It's nice and small. You could tuck it right into your purse or grab it on your way out the door if you're going to the grocery store. Set it up on your counter when you're cooking. So it's just really quick, creative recipes. All the recipes are sent in by home cooks, so you know that they're great recipes, that their family already loves those recipes. So it's just a really great resource for everyday cooking, and we always have recipes for the holidays. Any special holiday coming up, our October, November has some great recipes for Thanksgiving.
Wonderful, and I haven't seen that one yet. Ellie, maybe you could talk about how it differs from the Taste of Home magazine, which I'm sure many of our listeners subscribe to.
Yeah, Simple and Delicious is specifically for busy home cooks. So we've got a lot of slow cooker recipes, shortcut recipes, things with five ingredients. We do some no-cook stuff, and then there's a big section in the beginning of every issue of Simple and Delicious called 30 and 30, and that is 30 dinners in 30 minutes. So you can have something new every day of the month if you want to. And we know you'll find some favorites in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I really liked as I opened, and this is a fairly new magazine, right?
It's actually 19 years old, but it went through a name change. So Simple and Delicious has been around for, I want to say, 7 years. It was before my time.
Oh my gosh! Well, here I am, looking at it for the first time this last week. One of the things I really like about it is in the front of the book, the magazine, you have something called On the Menu. And there's a little thumbprint picture photo of every single recipe, I think. And which really, for me, I love the photo. You know, I always like to see what I'm going to cook and what I'm going to make. And so it was, and it's kind of a nice, quick way to look and see what's in the magazine, and then, I think I'm going to go to page 20 for the spicy barbecue chicken or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. We really thought about that and how we could make our index be really interactive. So we've got the photos of the recipes. We also broke them down into categories. So we've got beverages, breads, different kinds of main dishes, and then each recipe comes with icons that apply. So eat smart. So it's lower in calories, fat, sodium, that kind of thing. We call out the five ingredient recipes, the fast fix ones that are done in 30 minutes or less, slow cooker ones, the ones you can make now, freeze later, make now, freeze, and then eat later. So, yeah.
Well,
we tried to make this really usable.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And you test this. All the recipes, do you not, in your kitchens?
We do. We test all of our recipes, so they're sent in by readers. We, you know, call out for recipes, and Ellie can talk a little bit about where we call out for our recipes. We get all the recipes in, and for contests, we might read, anywhere between 300 and 700 or 800 recipes for any given contest. There's a contest that runs in every magazine of Simple and Delicious and Taste of Home. So once we read through those, we kind of pare them down to the best of the best. And we test 20 recipes for a contest, and then we have 4 winners and 8 runners-up in every issue. So then aside from contest recipes, we're looking for recipes to fill out the rest of the magazine. We'll look for just recipes that are fun. You know, are they clever? Do they have some time-saving tricks, especially for Simple and Delicious? You know, do they have some sort of shortcut that they do? We look for recipes that are a little bit health-minded, using some fresh ingredients. And are the ingredients what you can find, you know, just everyday ingredients that you could find at your local grocery store, you know, pantry ingredients? And can the recipes be duplicated by home cooks? We always want to make sure that they're easy to do, and so people aren't frustrated. They'll, you know, have a good result every time they make the recipe.
I'm looking at our Facebook page and a Facebook comment from Jenny, who says, "I love the new format of Simple and Delicious. I especially like the side dishes and the healthy options. The magazine is just the right size. The recipes really are simple and delicious."
Well, that's great.
What could be better than
Jenny? Yeah.
Jenny does not work for your company either.
<That's it>.
Well, I tell you what, that's an award-winning comment. And one of the award-winning chefs from Wisconsin Public Radio is Judith Sears Poisson, who's joining me today. It's been a little bit.
Happily joining you.
Yeah, it's been a few months or so.
But you've got
your new job, and it's a wonderful position.
I'm the executive producer of Central Time, the afternoon drive time show.
And it's great to have her there, although I miss her. But it's great to have her there, and it's great to have her back today, though, because she's going to help me with our goal. Our goal is to bring you today's topics, like choosing recipes for Taste of Home. Your support makes that happen. So I hope you'll give now during our pledge drive. Any amount makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 26 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges.
Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to, this is the oddest figure, it's $6,273. Now, why not $274?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's the
It's a
that's
little carryover, goal. I think.
It's a little carryover. Okay, this is a dollar for dollar match, and this generous match is in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire. It means that every dollar you give this hour will be matched up to $5,000, up to $6,273. Let me put it, change that. And it's a way of encouraging you to join the support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Isn't that wonderful?
That's an incredibly generous gift. And when you pledge, not only will your gift be matched dollar for dollar, you'll also be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. Larry and I have both been fortunate enough to go on those. They are wonderful. Donate any amount during our fall membership drive for your chance to choose your own adventure. Cuba, South Africa, or the Canadian Rockies.
Wonderful places. It's absolutely great. Double your support for the programs you love and get entered into the drawing. Give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry has wonderful regular guests, and they're regulars for a reason. They love coming on and sharing their experience and knowledge with you. Peter Green helps with computers. PJ Leash answers endless questions about insects. And Melinda Myers is a nationally known gardening expert from right here in Wisconsin.
You get great information, and I think information you can use for sure, from these guests and so many others on the program. Real pleasure to have them on, and it's your contribution that makes it possible. So I hope you'll pledge now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can choose the brand new WPR tote bag as your thank you gift for your pledge of $6 a month. That comes out to $72 or more. It's made from recycled cotton, and it's printed right here in Wisconsin.
Your pledge supports the programs, and you're going to love this canvas tote. It has a bright blue WPR design on it. So I hope you'll check it out at WPR.org and ask for yours when you pledge right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered, but you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
And here's how you do that. You go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, maybe it's $10 a month or maybe it's $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And maybe you're considering becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. That's a great idea, because once you set up a comfortable monthly amount from your bank account or credit card, your support goes right to work towards the programming you appreciate.
So because your sustaining donation automatically renews every year, you know, you keep it current. You don't have to worry if it's your time of the year to give every time you hear a pledge drive. Become a sustainer right now. And again, WPR.org is the place to go, or phone 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station. You are the public in public radio. It's really that simple. You come here for discussions about ideas and information, whether it's an interesting little nugget or something big that really changes your whole outlook on life.
Your whole day can be changed by something you hear, and that's the power of great radio programs like the ones here on WPR, and that's the power of your support.
This fall membership drive is your opportunity to be a part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. So make your difference. Make a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, we have a dollar for dollar match in effect right now in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, or $100 turns into $200, or $1,000 turns into $2,000. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, pledge any amount this drive and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between a cultural tour of Cuba, an adventure in South Africa, or a train trip through the gorgeous Canadian Rockies. You don't have to donate to enter. You can go to WPR.org for all the details. But if you do give right now, you will be entered in the drawing. Your gift will be doubled because of that generous challenge match. And you can do all that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably tell you it feels good to do it. And it just feels better to listen to WPR when you do give. It's that great buzz you feel when you know you're part of making something special happen.
So help make great radio like the Larry Mueller Show happen with maybe your first ever gift. And maybe that amount is $5 a month. And enjoy that buzz. It all starts with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio.
50,000.
That's amazing. Your contribution, any amount, is pooled with other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
We use that money to bring you great programs like the Larry Mueller Show each and every day. So please make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar for dollar match still in effect. Thank you so much if you've already contributed. If you haven't, boy, now's the chance. Take advantage of our dollar for dollar match while you still have that opportunity. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks again to everybody who's supported us here on the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking today about food. Who'd have thunk it? I love to talk about food, and we've got a couple of guests who know a lot about food and who are associated with some wonderful magazines. The one we're kind of zeroing in on today is called Simple and Delicious. I have in front of me the August-September issue, and we're visiting over the phone with Peggy Woodward. Peggy is a food editor for Taste of Home Brands, focusing most of her attention on Simple and Delicious, also a registered dietitian. And Peggy, thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely.
And Ellie Martin Cliff, senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine. She's previously was an editor for Knot Incorporated in New York City. Ellie, thank you as well. Appreciate it very much.
Sure thing.
I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. Maybe you've got a comment about Simple and Delicious, or about all the magazines. We'd certainly love to hear from you. You may have a recipe you want to talk about for the Taste of Home family magazines. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Or again, you can post on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. So give us a call, shoot us an email, or post up on our Facebook page. And we're posting, if you go to the page, we're posting a recipe or two up there. And we're posting several recipes on our WPR website. So Peggy and Ellie were really nice enough to give us several recipes. And we'll talk about those as we go along here today. But you go to our WPR.org website and we'll have them all up. Let's talk about the test. What are your kitchens like?
The kitchens are amazing. There are four stations set up in the kitchen. So kind of think back to, you know, high school home economics where there are several stations.
Yep.
But much better than high school home economics. So, there are four stations, so every test cook has a couple of ovens, a range, all their own, tools and appliances. But we use all, nothing industrial. We want to test recipes with anything that you might be using at home. So we know that the recipes can be duplicated at home. So it's a really neat kitchen. They have lots of fun in the test kitchen, for sure. When I started working here, I started in the test kitchen. So I was fortunate enough to spend some time as a test cook.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that'd be so much fun.
It was. It was. It's a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie in the kitchen, lots of fun trying these different recipes, trying them out, and getting to work to cook all day.
Well, now, do you do a lot of adjusting? I mean, are there some recipes that you try and you say, you know what, this is good just the way it is?
Sure. There are some recipes that we don't make any changes to, but a lot of recipes come in and, you know, think about how you cook at home. Your family tends to like maybe spicier food, or maybe your cumin has been sitting in your cabinet for 5 years. So you're calling for two tablespoons and it only needs, you know, a half a teaspoon or something crazy like that. So we just try to, massage the recipes just a little bit. So they appeal to most people. You know, they're not super spicy. So they're a little bit more mainstream, and we make sure that they work. Some people have their oven temperatures are not correct, so maybe their bake time isn't correct, and so we have to. That's why we test all of our recipes, to just double check all of that.
And I bet you have a good oven thermometer in every oven, don't you?
Yes, a good oven thermometer. Good. Thermometers, you know, to check doneness and things like that.
Are there good? What are some good oven thermometers out there? Are they all pretty good?
They're all pretty good. The oven thermometers really are pretty good. No matter what you don't have to buy a super expensive model, but I will say that we really like ThermoPen instant read thermometers for testing like meat doneness to see if your meat is really fast. You just put it into the meat. It tests done. You don't have to wait with the oven open. It doesn't, you know, so your oven's not going to cool down. But it is something that all the test cooks really like using, and a lot of us have gotten them for our homes. They're kind of expensive, but I'll tell you, it's one of my favorite kitchen tools.
Yeah, I actually have one, too, and it's accurate.
It's accurate. It's accurate. It's fast. You know, no guesswork. Yeah,
it's absolutely wonderful. Well, Kevin in Baraboo has a question for you, too, so let's go there. Kevin, hi. Thank you so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, hi, Larry. I just was on my way out to my studio, and I was sort of thinking about what to have for supper tonight, and kind of because it's sort of a nice, almost summery-like day, it just seemed like BLTs would be a good thing, except my wife really doesn't like lettuce that much. So out in my studio, the people that own the property have a really good garden, and they have a stand. And I was thinking of getting some tomatoes and then some kale. So it's going to be a BKT sandwich.
BKT. Well, what do you think, Ellie?
That sounds fantastic. That sounds great. And I would even take it a little bit further and maybe mix some chopped basil in with your mayo when you slather that on the bread.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. My wife likes basil, so we will try that out tonight.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Thanks, Kevin. I like that idea. Kale. It's Ron and Basin. Let's go there to you. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to know, what do you do with parsnips as a short order, you know, as a separate?
Parsnips.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like parsnips just sautéing in a skillet. They pair really nicely with carrots. So just, peel the skin off, slice them up. Sauté them in a little bit of butter, and then add your favorite herbs, like fresh dill would be great, maybe a little bit of thyme. It's really fast to do. It doesn't, take a lot of ingredients to get a really nice-tasting side dish with parsnips.
Yeah. Did you ever try grilling them?
I haven't, but I bet that would be delicious. I bet it would really bring out the sweetness.
Well, that's the thing. It really brings out the sweetness. So I highly recommend that as another option, too.
And why don't
How do you do that, Larry?
You just I have a pan that's got holes in the bottom of it.
Oh, okay.
And I put a little olive oil on the pan, and maybe a little on the vegetable, and throw them in the pan along with sometimes with beets. Beets are wonderful on the grill.
Yep.
and some like carrots. I mean, you just throw in what you've got, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. And it's great.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, Ron, thanks. Couple of suggestions for you there. Let's turn to Jeff in Waldo next. Jeff, hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a bread and butter pickle recipe that's just great, but I tasted some that had horseradish in them, and I'm just wondering where in the recipe you add that and how much you would add.
Oh.
So it calls for fresh horseradish?
I'm not sure if it was fresh or if it was jarred. Someone else made the pickles, and I tried them and loved them.
Well, I would definitely make sure that you're following an approved recipe. Canning could be, you're always thinking about food safety with canning. So unless it's a recipe that came from a reputable source, like an extension like the University of Georgia extension or Clemson extension or a published recipe, I would maybe think twice about making it. But I bet that horseradish is supposed to be added with a vinegar and sugar mixture. I'd probably add it at that point.
You would add it to the brine when you make the brine?
I would add it to the brine.
Okay, great.
All right, give that a try anyway. And you're probably going to, those are pickles you're probably going to be eating right fairly quickly anyway, I would think.
Right, I only make a small batch.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, good luck with those. Jeff, call back when you're done. I want to hear how those how that goes, because I love horseradish too.
Great.
Yeah, leave us a message on our Facebook page.
Yeah, now and we have a link. Now, because we're in our pledge drive, I don't have my Facebook page up on the computer because I've got all this other stuff on the computer. But I'm pretty sure, Rebecca, we've got a link, right? Yeah, she's got her thumb up. She's giving me a thumbs up. So we've got a link to all of your Taste of Home and Simple and Delicious spots. So there you go. Now post up on there, Jeff. Okay, maybe it'll wind up in one of the magazines.
Maybe send in the recipe. We'll test it out.
Yeah, send the recipe in. And actually, you have these contests as you talked about earlier. And there's even a little financial gain or so, isn't there, or something anyway?
Yeah, there is. Got a little contest winning.
Yeah. So you win a little contest, you win a little notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
And
$500.
Oh, $500?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeff, get on the stick here. I've got a couple I might send in myself. Actually, I was looking at your Chipotle pulled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a party coming up. And it's a beer tasting party. I won this contest, and I won a beer specialist is coming to my home, and we have 12 people who are going to be tasting all different kinds of beer. And I've got some shrimp, but then I'm looking at this, and this is before the tasting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle pulled chicken, would that be okay? It's got to be something fairly not fancy, okay?
Yeah, I think that would be great. This is one of my favorite recipes. So this was from our family favorite slow cooker contest. So these are all, loved by families. They're all done in the slow cooker, all these contest recipes. And this is so great because chicken, everyone likes to cook with chicken breast, but chicken breast in the slow cooker, it doesn't always taste great in the slow cooker.
No.
It doesn't take a long time to cook in the slow cooker. But this chicken is shredded, so the texture is perfect for shredding in the slow cooker. And it has paprika in it, cumin, oregano, molasses. So it has a really deep, more complex flavor since it's a homemade sauce with your chicken. So I think your guests would really like it. And it's easy to do.
That's kind of the part, I sort of like as well. And, when I think slow cooking, I think of Judith Sears-Poisson of Wisconsin Public Radio because she is the slow cook champion of the station.
Now, see, you're making that up because I don't even have a slow cooker.
Well, you cook slowly, though.
I cook with intention. How's that? All no, right. I am. I'm a good cook. But
yeah, she
I
is
just
a good
don't do
cook.
I don't do a slow cooker, but maybe I will now.
Maybe you will now, and maybe you'll help me out. I know she's going to help me out because we're in our fall membership drive, and your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs, and we're going to get back to our two guests in a couple of minutes, but first, Judith and I have to tell you that it's time for you to make your contribution. Do it right now. Go to Wisconsin, or I should say WPR.org, WPR.org, or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
And we still have this very generous dollar-for-dollar match up to $6,273. It's in effect right now just for another 25 minutes or so, and it's in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire. It's a way of inspiring you to support WPR. So please, double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make a pledge of any amount, of course, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. How's that for a good deal? You get to choose. You can sample the music and art of Cuba. You can experience South Africa or see the beautiful Canadian Rockies. And you don't have to donate to enter, by the way. You go just go to WPR.org for all the details. But you can double your gift right now and get entered in the drawing at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I'm sure, like me, you've been enjoying the conversation with Ellie and Peggy about choosing recipes for Taste of Home and Simple and Delicious. This program is a great example of the fun and interesting conversations we have on The Larry Mueller Show each and every day.
So now I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We know that you give to WPR to support the programs you love. Well, as an added incentive, we have something special during this fall membership drive. It's a new spin on an old favorite. It's a tote bag.
And this canvas bag is made from recycled cotton. It's bright blue, which is my kind of my favorite color, actually, bright blue. WPR design on it, printed right here in Wisconsin, and it's yours when you give $6 a month or more. But $6 a month, that's $72 or more. Ask for your tote now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You may think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state. But listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income. It's actually 40% of our income.
Your support is really vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, go ahead and make a pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with excellent, outstanding chef Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. And maybe your gift, what, $5 a month? Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on every gift.
You know, we hear great stories from WPR listeners every day. They're often about how WPR touches their lives, how much they get out of it. The donor comments you hear during this pledge drive are good examples. For example, from Ben and Susan in Marshfield, they say, "We both listen to WPR throughout the day and weekends. We really enjoy using the WPR app on our smartphones to catch up on missed episodes. Thanks for all you do."
And these stories remind us of how we're connected to each other as a community. We all love great radio programs that engage us or inspire us or make us think. Your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes great Wisconsin Public Radio experiences possible for you and the community.
We still have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, just about 20 minutes to make sure we take full advantage of that. That challenge is in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire, and it means that your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So please, take advantage of this generous match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge any amount this drive, you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. Choose between a tour of Cuba, an adventure in South Africa, a train trip in the Canadian Rockies. I'm telling you, they're wonderful experiences. You don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But double the impact of your pledge right now and enter the drawing with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, all our members are so important and so valuable, but new members are especially important. Without you, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services and our programs as we do every year. When you make your first ever gift right now, it shows that you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member of our WPR community.
You care enough to listen. I hope now you'll support your source for meaningful radio. If you've never given before, make your first gift of $5 a month or whatever amount is best for you at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And speaking of new members, Karen from Galena, Illinois says, I listened to many of your shows and just finally took the time to sign up. Well, Karen, thank you so much for becoming a member. You can become a member too right now by calling 888-202-2552 or going online to WPR.org.
Again, that's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for supporting us here on the Ideas Network. Taking a look at food today with our two guests, Peggy Woodward, food editor for Taste of Home Brands, focuses most of her attention on simple and delicious. She's also a registered dietitian. Ellie Martin Cliff, senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine, previously was an editor for Not Incorporated in New York City. It's really great to have them along. They know so much, and it's so much fun talking about their magazines, especially Simple and Delicious, was kind of what we're focusing in on today. You may have some experiences with, are you a Taste of Home magazine fan? What do you like about those magazines? Have you ever submitted a recipe for the magazine? What are your favorite holiday recipes? Love to hear from you again at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Ellie, as senior editor, is part of your job to say, okay, look over these thousands of recipes and decide which ones to actually try out?
That's more Peggy's department, but what I do is, with a team of editors, including our editor, Dean Ambrose, we decide what the topics are going to be for our stories. So we'll have a big brainstorm about a year before. So, for example, we're having a brainstorm in November that will be for 2017 magazines. So we start way ahead of time. And then we fit all the puzzle pieces together for the different issues and decide what kinds of recipes we're looking for. And then Peggy jumps in and helps us find them.
All right. And Peggy, and so what are, how, do you have, you must have some sort of criteria for paring down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We look for recipes that are a little bit different. You know, we want to make sure that we haven't published a similar recipe or that a similar recipe isn't already out there. You know, we look for clever ideas and tricks and different flavor combinations and just things that would be a little bit different and new for our readers. You know, lots of our readers get multiple food magazines and, you know, they don't want to see the same old thing. So if there's some creativity going on, you know, we really like to see that.
Bill in Bayfield has a question for you, so let's go there. Bill, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. But what my question is you endorsed an automatic read or quick read meat thermometer, but you said the name of it's a Fast. I didn't get it, and I'd like to know which one you were talking about, so I might get one.
Peggy?
It was a ThermaPen, T-H-E-R-M-A, ThermaPen. They're kind of pricey, but it's definitely something that I really love in my kitchen.
Would you spell that name out one more time?
Sure. T-H-E-R-M-A-P-E-N, ThermaPen.
And it's, I'm trying to remember now what I, but it was close to $100, wasn't it?
Yes, they are.
Right around $100.
Oh. It'd be a good Christmas wish list item.
And where would you even look for such a thing?
You could buy them online. I'm not sure if home stores carry them, like a Bed Bath & Beyond or
a
Williams-Sonoma, maybe.
Yeah, I think some of the better stores would carry them. I think I got mine in a store.
Okay.
We have a couple of pretty nice stores in our area where you can, you know, sort of purchase higher end things like that. And the thing about that ThermaPen is you can use it for everything. You can use it for candies, or you know, it's got. And if you want to know the temperature outside.
Okay. And another quick note, that caller about parsnips, if you told him to simply slice them or dice them and saute them in butter, you can't do better.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, Bill. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Peggy, you kind of mentioned it that way, didn't you? You kind of like it?
Yeah, they have such a sweet, great flavor to begin with. You don't need to do a lot to them. You know, just saute them up, maybe add your favorite herbs or whatever you have on hand, and you'll have a nice, quick, easy side dish.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you guys have helped us out with posting several recipes. And, you know, one of the photos that my producer, Cheyenne Lentz, put up a photo of was the bat. It was the Halloween. It's so easy. It's spooky bat cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is cool. And that's in the October, November issue, right?
Yep, out today on newsstands.
Yeah, so I haven't gotten that one in front of me, but the photo looked really good, and we posted that up on the recipe up on our Facebook page. And there again, that's one that you can make that pretty quickly.
Yeah, it starts with a devil's food cake mix. So you have this really quick, you know, throw together cake. But then the reader, who's actually a field editor, and we'll talk a little bit about field editors, she's from North Glen, Colorado. She sent in this recipe, and she makes a really decadent homemade frosting. And then she puts some chopped up peanut butter cups in the middle of the cake. And what the really fun, clever twist on it was she used a stencil over the top of the cake and dusted with a little bit of cocoa over the top. So we did the stencil of a bat. So it's just a really fun, easy, you know, you don't need a lot of skills to decorate this cake. Just clever. You know, you look at it and you know it's going to be easy, but it's also impressive. It's going to get a lot of wows, and it's going to taste great.
No lie here, but one of the one person I know who is most in love with bats is Judith Sears Poisson. She goes on trips to see bats and has handled bats and done all kinds of things with them. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she doesn't make this spooky bat cake for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I'm already planning on it.
Oh, all right. She's still here with us. I thought as much. I thought right away, as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, Judah's going to make this one. Well, what about this no-knead casserole bread?
Yeah, that's another great one that we put in our Thanksgiving feature, which is kind of a three-step Thanksgiving. It's from somebody from Alabama. She's also a field editor. She sends in lots of recipes to us. And it's a really great recipe if you're just new to baking with yeast, making yeast breads, because you don't have to knead it. You just mix up the ingredients, let it stand, put it into a round baking dish. So that's why it's called a casserole bread, because you're baking it in this round casserole dish. Let it rise, and then you bake it. So it's super easy. It doesn't take a lot of, you know, practice to do. You can get this right on the first try. So it's a great starter to bread, quick and easy. If you've never made a yeast bread before, this is the one to make.
I bet you could put one in your slow cooker. Have you ever done slow-cooked bread?
No, I've never tried slow-cooked bread.
Oh, well, I've got one over you, Peggy.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun to make, I like to do it in the slow cooker because it's easy. There's no kneading, and you just put it in and just let it go, and there it is. And speaking of letting it go, Judith Sears-Poisson is ready to let it go because she has some important information for you and for me. During our fall membership drive, you count on WPR for great discussions. It's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And we still have that dollar for dollar
match.
Right,
this is what I am not letting go of, is our dollar for dollar match. It's up to $6,273. And we are maybe close to halfway, not quite halfway, to meeting that. And it's in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire. What a wonderful way to memorialize their commitment to WPR. And it's a way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now. We only have about 7 minutes left to meet this very generous challenge.
Oh, is that it? We don't get to go to the 12:30, huh?
It's just this hour.
Just this hour. Okay.
So please, right now, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, so there's just 5 minutes or so left. When you make a pledge, any amount, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get to choose. You could sample the music and art of Cuba. You can trip to South Africa. Man, what a trip that would be. Or see the beautiful Canadian Rockies. We've done this trip in the past, and I know people were really, really loved
it. It's a beautiful part of the world, that's for sure.
And you don't have to enter. Donate, I should say. You don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But go ahead and double your gift right now. There's a long way to go. Double your gift right now and get entered in the drawing at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. You get discussions with Joy Cardine, with Kathleen Dunn, with Larry, with Central Time. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of those conversations possible. So take that simple but really powerful step right now and get your gift doubled when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I was thinking during this show, we probably do about 400 topics in a year's
mm-hmm.
time.
That sounds about right.
About right. And I'll tell you what, during this membership drive, you can get the latest WPR tote bag when you give $6 a month. That's $72 or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you get this handy tote.
And not only is it handy, it's really high quality. The bag is made from recycled cotton. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. You can tell the world you love WPR when you use that bag. Ask for yours now and get your pledge doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio provides me with in-depth, accurate news from around the state. I also like the music, too. I really like being a sustainer because it is relatively painless. I have a monthly withdrawal from my credit card. I don't have to think about it other than the fact that, oh, it's that time of year, it's time for me to up my pledge. When I'm not listening to a public radio station, I'm probably not listening to radio. I'm Rob from Madison, Wisconsin, and I've been a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio for many years. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio so we can keep this precious resource alive and well.
I hope you'll pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR during our fall membership drive. And maybe your gift's $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
If you can, share your passion for WPR by becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 a month or more. We rely on member support, your support, to make great radio possible.
Wouldn't it be great to have a $1,200 contribution mm-hmm. right now? Because it would still be doubled and
right.
it'd turn into $2,400. And that's $100 a month, and they're really important to our future, and there are many folks who give that amount. Help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, families often tell us how WPR brings them closer together. Children and parents listen together before school and on the weekends, using WPR as a jumping-off point for conversations. Spouses get together at the end of the day and talk about the stories they heard.
Listening to WPR can be a point of connection between you and your loved ones. Your support right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552 keeps that connection going.
You know, we have this generous dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now just for literally a couple more minutes. It's in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor of Eau Claire. Your gift will be doubled. 50 turns into 100. 100 turns into 200, and so on. So please, take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now, and I mean it right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge any amount this drive. You're automatically entered to win two tickets on our WPR trip to Cuba or South Africa or the Canadian Rockies. You get to choose. Don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But now is the time to double your impact of your pledge and enter the drawing. Your gift, if it's $100, turns into $200, as an example, at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Just a couple minutes to go.
You know, listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. It's 40% of our budget. So a pledge of $5 or $10 a month or any amount that's comfortable to you makes a huge difference. And if you do it in just the next couple minutes, it will be doubled. You can do that right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That dollar for dollar match still in effect for the next couple of minutes. So please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your WPR support goes twice as far. We're going to be talking with our guests after our news break with Peggy Woodward, and Ellie Martin Cliff is having a great time talking with them. In the meantime, now is your chance. Now is your chance to set up and step up and support us. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Getting a recipe from a friend or a family member is kind of like a hidden treasure because there's none other like it. And it's amazing that Taste of Home has created a magazine full of treasures with reader-submitted recipes. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guests today are talking about the test kitchens that try out these very recipes, and really we're talking about the recipes themselves. Peggy Woodward, food editor for Taste of Home Brands, focuses most of her attention on simple and delicious, a registered dietitian as well. And again, thanks, Peggy, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie Martin Cliff, senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine, previously an editor for Not Incorporated in New York City. And Ellie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. And as you listen to the show, you have questions, now would be a good time to call, or maybe an experience to share. Are you a Taste of Home magazine fan? What do you like about Simple and Delicious? Have you ever submitted a recipe for the magazine? What are your favorite holiday recipes? Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd love to hear from you. We had a caller comment who said, I made your ketchup recipe and it turned out really good.
Well, great. Fantastic.
Now, the ketchup recipe, I didn't see the ketchup recipe in the, it must have been in an earlier edition.
Yeah, it was in Taste of Home.
Okay, so it was in Taste of Home. So the one thing I remember about the one recipe I saw for ketchup was involved a lot of sugar.
It does typically have a lot of sugar, yes.
In fact, I was actually amazed when I saw the amount of sugar that was in the ketchup recipe. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll take some calls here, but I did want to mention, I haven't mentioned all the recipes we have from Simple and Delicious that Ellie and Peggy have let us post up on our website, our Wisconsin Public Radio website. Waffle Iron Pizza, Stovetop Turkey Tetrazzini, a cranberry cream cheese French toast. Oh, my God. Does that sound good? Oh, man, does that sound good. Is that a make-ahead or is it one that you...
It is a make-ahead, which is great for the holidays coming up. You you prepare it all, put it in your 13x9 dish, and you refrigerate it overnight. So if you have guests coming, it's perfect. You know, you just pull it out in the morning and bake it up.
What would we ever do without a 13x9 dish? How many recipes call for a 13x9 dish?
There are a lot.
Oh, my God.
It's very popular, either a dish or a pan. We use them a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've got sausage and sweet potato hash. I love hash. That sounds wonderful. We got baked beef tacos. I'm just going to mention all the rest of them. Three cheese meatball mustacholi, a top-rated Italian pot roast. A sweet potato fries with blue cheese. Now, could I serve that with my beer party?
Oh, yeah. I think that would be a fantastic one to serve.
I think that would be, this little appetizer thing to have. Wouldn't that be? Because they're crispy, right?
They're made on the stovetop, so they're a little bit seared.
Okay.
They're also a little bit saucy because they've got some apricot preserves on them.
Oh, but then with blue cheese.
Yep. Yeah, it's a great, sweet, tangy flavor combo.
Oh, my goodness, does that sound good.
Kind of addictive.
Yeah, I would bet. But you need a fork for that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, probably. And then the no-knead casserole bread. By the way, I mentioned that I've made baked breads in the slow cooker. There, you can get an insert for a slow cooker. You make your breads... or your cakes in the insert, or that's what I do. And you can use a coffee can, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this. I like the insert because it's got smooth sides and things pop right out. And there's a pineapple upside down cake that I make out of the crock pot. Ooh. That is, oh, my goodness me, is that good?
Sounds good, I bet.
Oh, the worst of it is, though, that it just, you've got that smell for hours. And you
have to be patient.
You have to be patient. You can't just be opening up and looking in there. I mean, you have to be patient. And then it's gone. I mean, it's gone. And you get it out. It's warm. You look at it and you say, I think I'm going to eat it right now. And you start in and everybody jumps in. Jake and Eau Claire, your turn. Thanks for calling, Jake.
Hey, thanks. I'm on my way to the store right now, and I just heard you guys talking about food. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get the same stuff all the time. I should ask if they got a recipe that I could get. And seeing if you had any quick things that I could make. I don't know, like a quick little dish
for lunch.
I'm sorry.
For lunch?
Yeah, for lunch. Yeah.
Here's a really, really fast, quick, tasty recipe, and all you need is four ingredients.
Oh.
So you don't even need to write it down.
Oh, that's
they're called waffle iron pizzas. Do you have a waffle iron at home?
I have a George Foreman.
Okay, I think this would work with your George Foreman as well. I'd give it a shot. It's definitely worth it. You use large refrigerated buttermilk biscuits. So you put one down in your George Foreman. You top it with a little bit of mozzarella cheese. You add a few slices of pepperoni, a little bit of sprinkle of some cooked bacon, and then you top it with another refrigerated buttermilk biscuit.
Oh.
Close it up and wait until it cooks through with that biscuit, and then serve it with some pizza sauce for dunking.
And so let's go back through it once more. So you got baking powder biscuits.
Yep, buttermilk biscuits, mozzarella cheese, some turkey pepperoni, and some cooked bacon. dip it in a little pizza sauce, and you have a really great lunch.
I got that right.
So when you go ahead.
The bunch.
Oh, yeah. You know, he just said he's got it written down. Thanks a bunch.
Well, when you get to the grocery store, if you forgot one of the ingredients, just run through the checkout line first because that's where the issue is, and then head back to the refrigerator section, and you can start picking up the stuff you need.
Okay. So now, wait a minute. Where is it? You go through the to find the magazine in the store?
Yeah, it should be in the checkout lane.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah, it's a little guy, like Reader's Digest size.
Yeah, I like that size. I think it's a great size, but and that's, you can subscribe, of course, right?
Yep. You can subscribe at tasteofhome.com, or you can take one of those little inserts out of the magazine at the grocery store too, and send it in that way.
Yeah, just pull it out and send it in. And again, Jake, when you get home, or even if you want more while you're at the store, you could go to WisconsinWPR.org, go to our website, and all those recipes they talked about should be posted now by this time up on our website. So there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. Gene, here, see what you think about this. We were talking about ketchup earlier, and Gene called in and just couldn't hang on, but said instead of cooking with sugar, she uses stevia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, a lot of our readers send in sugar recipes with sugar substitute, and you know, it's kind of polarizing, you know. Some people really like using sugar substitutes and find it a great way to save on calories and use less sugar, and other people really prefer just using regular old, you know, cane sugar in their recipes. So it is kind of polarizing. I think it would work out great if you do like to use sugar substitute with a sugar substitute.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how much do you think, you know, I'm thinking about these test kitchens. And I wanted to mention or ask you about the food editors. I'm sorry, the field editors, because you said you were going to comment on that, and then I forgot to kind of follow up with you. So, talk about your field editors.
We have 393 women and men around the country who are dedicated home cooks, and they volunteered to be part of this program, and they just sent in a submission online at tasteofhome.com, and they send us specific recipes that we ask for, and then they can send in whatever they like as well. But they're really good at creating recipes, sharing their family favorites, and then they talk about Taste of Home in their communities. They serve as contest judges at the fair. They do all kinds of things, and they just love Taste of Home, and we love them.
Well, I think it's such a Taste of Home. It's such a great idea. I love the idea of just sharing all these recipes, and anybody can submit a recipe, right?
Anybody can send one in.
Is it mostly now online?
Yes. Yeah. If you go to tasteofhome.com, right at the top there is a bar that says search by course, ingredient, or dish. And above that, it says submit a recipe, and you just click that, and then you can submit a recipe for an article that we're looking for, submit whatever you like, if you think we'd like to eat it, send it in, or this is also where you can enter the contest. So you just have the little drop-down menus. You can select whatever area you want the recipe to drop into, and we'll see it in our database.
And then in terms of the articles, you talked about articles a couple of times, and for people who haven't seen the magazine or don't know much about it, talk about that for a bit. What would you focus on at any time of year?
So when we're putting these together, we think first and foremost about what our readers like to read, with the good feedback we've gotten on different subjects. So we know they like five ingredients, so we've got, spoiler alert, at Christmas we've got a five ingredient Christmas story.
Oh.
So we'll think about that. We know they love slow cookers, so we always have slow cooker recipes in there for them. Simple and Delicious is skewing a little bit more healthy, so we always have a big health feature with a different topic. So
In our October-November issue, it's actually slow cooker fall fresh recipes. And let's see, what else do we think about? We also think about the kinds of ingredients that people have asked for, that they're curious about, that we see a lot of recipes submitted where they're included. So our readers seem to really love sriracha right now. So we like to mix that in, and chipotle, and Peggy, what else do they love? Kale.
Kale is
a big one right now. And lots of different kinds of cheeses, goat cheese, feta. And we usually like to give substitutes if they're maybe an ingredient that isn't as easy to find as some other ingredients. We'll give a substitute, so you know, you'll always be able to find the ingredients. Or maybe it's one that you just, you know, you don't care for goat cheese, but we'll give you another alternative.
You know what I'm going to try, what else I'm going to try, is your southwestern sauteed corn. And the reason, you've got lime juice in it, which is quite different, quite a different taste. And I have a lime tree that my 12-year-old named Limey, and Limey is cranking limes right now, as we speak. And I'm going to be taking a lime from Limey, and I'm going to use it in some southwestern sautéed corn. What do you think of that?
You have to use it up right now while the corn, you can still get fresh corn. I mean, it's almost over. You have to use the season while we can. Some fresh cilantro, a little corn, some butter. You can't go wrong.
Yes. Oh, no. You two are a lot of fun. It'd be fun to cook with you two.
Come on down sometime.
Love to have you.
We're in Milwaukee.
Well, I know. I'm going to have to come down and visit your place and see what goes on in those test kitchens, and have you be on the show more often. You should be on more often to talk about these recipes. I can see.
We'd love to. Yeah,
make the call.
We can make that call. Peggy Woodward, food editor for Taste of Home Brands, and Ellie Martin Cliff, senior editor of Simple and Delicious magazine. They know what they're doing. They're good around the test kitchen. I can tell you that, just based on hearing what they have to say, they know a lot of what they're talking about. Just like Judith Sears Poisson knows what she's talking about too, when it comes to WPR membership drives, and we're in one right now, and you can help us out with your contribution. Every contribution helps at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 62 wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. Now we have a goal to get 20 pledges in the next 10 minutes.
That's fast. You'll want to make that donation right away. Help us meet that goal. And tell you what, because your gift of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip, that's a pretty good deal, too.
That's a great deal. So help us make the goal. Get entered in the drawing. You can do both all in one shot with your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wouldn't it be fun cooking with Peggy Woodward and Ellie Martin Cliff?
I think so.
They are really a lot of fun, and I'm hoping you've enjoying the conversation with them. And I think this program is an example of the fun and interesting conversations we have on this show.
I think it really is. So take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge. And you can do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. So during this drive, ask for your very own WPR tote bag when you give $72 or more.
It's a great new spin on a classic. It's made from recycled cotton, has a bright blue WPR design, and the bags are printed right here in the great state of Wisconsin. So ask for your tote when you give $6 a month. That comes out to $72 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm John Munson, encouraging you to join me on a spectacular rail tour through Canada. Make a pledge of any amount during this membership drive, and you'll be entered to win a trip for two. If you win, you'll have three trips to choose from, including a tour of beautiful sites in Canada. Look forward to scenic ferry cruises and idyllic strolls through charming towns. We'll see gardens and historic sites, and we'll explore the heart of Vancouver. Then, get away from it all for up-close views of the majestic Canadian Rockies and glacial blue lakes. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Best of luck.
Give to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And your gift, $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes, and in return, you get so much back. Consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more.
That comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, the entertainment that you count on from WPR. It makes it possible. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You may not have a life coach or personal trainer or food editor on speed dial, but you know what? That's okay, because when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice from all kinds of experts. And what's the cost to you? Well, you choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal, whatever price tag you put on it. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for another five pledges to go in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, we can do that.
We can do that for sure with your help. When you give to WPR to support the station you love.
And this is exciting, too. Pledge any amount during this drive, and you'll be automatically entered to win two tickets to go on a WPR trip. You could choose between a cultural tour of Cuba, an adventure in South Africa, or a train trip in the gorgeous Canadian Rockies. You don't have to donate to enter. You can go to WPR.org for all the details. But thank you if you've already given, you're entered. If you haven't, you can help pay for the programs you enjoy and enter the drawing, all by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We went to the Canadian Rockies one other time, and Jim Fleming said it was an absolutely unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
One of many. Many of us are committed to making our communities better. For example, maybe you volunteer your time, or you recycle maybe, or you help those in need. Making a financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio makes our communities better as well.
Your investment, and it really is an investment, together with donations from others, makes the music, news, and talk on WPR available to everyone. We're proud to be an important part of the Wisconsin community. So please help us stay strong with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can give enough to make a difference, I hope you'll think again. Listener donations are the single largest piece of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift.
No, because your gift will be pooled with the donations of many others. And many first-time donors give $5 a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you and then make the gift. That's the important step at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I certainly want to thank everybody. Maybe you're a sustainer. You've already given this drive, or you renew your membership in the mail. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
We do. And there is something more that you can do to help. You can encourage a friend to join the WPR community. Sometimes we all need a nudge from a friend to do the right thing.
Help us grow our members. Motivate a friend to make a pledge right now. Tell them to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Time flies when you're having fun and listening to the radio. Maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. Well, we're asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services you rely on and pay for, like internet or phone. Renew your support of WPR right now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Looking for five more pledges in the next 3 minutes or so? Your pledge right now during this fall membership drive, during the Larry Mueller Show, is so important.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Whatever, if you're a sustainer or not, I hope you'll consider right now a contribution. We're coming to the end of the show. Your chance right now to help us out. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.